This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pajemski dribbles to the front court to Richard. Richard fires away. Another three ball for Will Richard.
Oh, goodness.
Career high, 28 points. And this is a two-possession game right now.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
But that owes something. That's Fabby.
Oh, did you give your question? Did you submit your question?
Yeah. To Kerr.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, tell him.
I told Evan. So the boss comes up. I guess.
Well, I was text.
So Kerr is today. Help me.
Anyway, the best.
Something's going on with Kerr today. And they've asked all the hosts to submit a question to Steve Kerr.
And I think I got the best one.
You don't. Okay, what was your question?
Do you still talk to MJ?
You get another question.
No, I sent that.
You.
I thought it was, when was the last time you talked to MJ?
Well, yeah, that. Yeah, okay. That's what it was. But thank you, Evan. No, but he said non-sports.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah, that's what my text read.
Mine didn't.
Yeah. Isn't that sports?
But you know what I mean, outside the, Do you think he still talks to Jordan?
Probably not. I mean, once every 4 months.
Well, yeah.
Because Michael's not a good guy. Steve Kerr's a good guy. He doesn't hang around with bad
Michael's
guys.
Michael's doing in-studio work
now. Let me tell you something. He starts hanging out with Michael Jordan, he'll be the next head coach indicted.
He's not doing in-studio work. He's doing in-home work.
Yes, exactly.
They are milking that. Anyway, what's your question?
My question is, Steve, can you ensure Warrior fans that you will never coach an NBA team other than the Warriors?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like he can answer that.
You just answer your own question.
No, I didn't.
Shanny!
Bottom line is
next
he
question.
Sniffing? Because I think he is. But all he's got to do is say, no, I'll never coach an NBA team except the Warriors.
He could get out of that pretty easy.
Yeah. How?
I coached the Olympic team.
NBA team.
Coached NBA players.
That's not a team.
That's yes, it
a
is.
Conglomeration of stars. It's not a team.
It's a team of NBA players.
Evan, don't spoil it.
I'm just saying, if he really wanted to get out of it, he could.
Did you guys get into it at all yesterday?
No. No, it was very... No.
You turn into somebody else.
I know I do. You know why? Because Evan doesn't think Moody's going to be a 9-time All-Star.
Hey, Evan, come rub my back. You're right.
Hey. Stop. Hey, one more thing I wanted to get at you. Oh, the Suns figured out Wimby, Steiny.
So did the Lakers, apparently.
Evan, don't let him catch it and jostle with him, man. I'm getting worried.
The tape is out on Vic.
Boy. Cooper Flag.
Stinks.
Red Flag.
That's not bad.
He's not the problem in Dallas.
He's not. He's fine.
They took Clay's starting job.
Did he really say it shouldn't be a sports question? He didn't.
He said it doesn't have to be sports related.
Oh.
That's where this thing's
going.
It
doesn't have to be.
You got to mirror what's going on in the world with sports. It ain't just 3-4 defense. You got to have some stuff.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to know if Steve and Mike are cool?
I could care less.
He cannot be that
Evan,
guy.
You think they're cool? And I know I'm asking sure you to cool. just go there.
Define cool.
Merry Christmas.
No. They don't send each other Christmas cards.
Birthday cards like Steiny
and Baron Davis.
Steiny, that is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. You know why? You know why it's the greatest thing? Because people realize that I've got class.
Do you think Kerr has MJ's number?
There's no... Now, that's low.
I wonder.
No, come on, Evan. What are you guys saying now?
I think he probably does.
Come on, that bothers me, Evan.
Jordan's pissed about it. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Sad.
That hurts
but
me, Evan.
I think
Evan.
Steve has it.
Come I think on, Steve knows how to get to Mike if he needs to, but the bat phone? Yeah.
Wow, y'all going in on Jordan. I don't like it.
Well, I'll tell you something about Jordan. So, let me tell you something about Jordan. I don't know if it's a formal agreement, but he's got an understanding. He's got an understanding with his good friends. Keep my name out of your mouth. You know who Michael Jordan's best friend is?
Rod Higgins.
Rod Higgins.
Look at me.
Rod Higgins.
Yeah. Former Warrior.
Let me tell you what Rod Higgins will never do. Tell you about Michael Jordan. You just no can do.
All right, I got you.
No can do. The most I ever got out of Rod about Jordan was apparently when Michael gets new shoes, like I guess, so
which is
a
every
new
day.
Jordan
yeah.
comes out.
Yeah.
I guess there are some Jordans that actually are just Jordans and they never make it to the store. They're original Jordans.
Wow, okay.
He sends those to Rod. Like, wow. And apparently when Rod wears them, everybody knows they're different kind of Jordans.
Oh,
even
man.
Though I have no idea what, but
no,
they know.
I get it. I'm already like man, know. That's dope.
So they
know. So anyway. Dude, what'd you think of the trade deadline for the Niners? Shasky was hot. I thought he was too hot, I told Butch.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do? They said they didn't want to overpay. They just got Keon White. What about, what you laughing at?
Keon White.
What about Randy Gregory, Chase Young? Like, I'm just, Steiny, the Niners got some projects on their hand in regard to the D-line, the O-line. Do you really want to blow that capital or let this ride play out? I kind of understood where they were at, man. And what was out there?
I just don't think there was a big enough difference between making a move and not making a move.
Meaning the player would have to give you the production of three players.
Meaning one guy's not going to.
You think they got a chance this Sunday? Could you imagine if they beat the Rams and sweep them?
You hear what Dan Orlovsky said? By the way, it looks like Mac Jones is going to start.
Wow.
Pearsall didn't practice again yesterday.
Is he playing again this season? But anyway, no, I didn't hear
it. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, boy.
Grant Cohn, Sports Illustrated,
our guy.
Suggested, I think, I hope I'm not doing a disservice, he thinks Ayuk might be back before Pearsall.
Now that is, you're football laughing, but man, man.
Anyway, yeah. Dan Orlovsky, he's a fan of Mac Jones. Here's what he had to say about what's going on here in San Francisco in the quarterback situation.
There is a brewing quarterback controversy, competition, Ooh. Whatever you want in San Francisco. Ooh,
really?
Brock Purdy, really good player. Mac Jones has been absolutely sensational in his time.
He has
doing it with chaos. People that have been beat up, stars and perimeter players that haven't been healthy. He's been knocked around, yet this team somehow, even with all those injuries, is still in the playoff race, and it's because of the quarterback play. There's a quarterback controversy brewing in San Francisco.
What is that? I love D.O. Come on, Stein. Follow the money, Danny. There is none. One dude just got the bag. It ain't even kicked in. Nothing to see here.
That's what's so troubling about it.
Dude.
More. This is Adam Schefter and Orlovsky, ESPN.
My guest today is yes.
because Brock Purdy signed to a long-term deal,
right,
and Mac Jones signed a two-year, very, very affordable contract. So Dan's shaking his head no. So which one would you say is gone?
I think financially would tell me Mac Jones is not there. And in a league that is craving starting quarterbacks, we've seen Mac Jones in a couple places. Two of them had good stability around them. One time he was a Pro Bowler. And if he continues to play this year, he's going to trend in that direction as well.
Wow.
But do you don't feel that in your heart, though?
What?
That Brock Purdy, like there's a controversy. I just don't, Donnie.
Something's going on at the quarterback position.
Well, one guy's hurt and the other's not, and the guy that's hurt is the one that just got. Nah, you don't think no finessing's going on.
No, I believe, no, I mean, seriously, without joking around, I believe Mac Jones is playing so well that they don't have to rush Purdy back.
But he's fighting a battle that takes a long, long time.
Yeah, supposedly. And I said this before. I think Kyle Shanahan right now thinks Mac's a better quarterback.
Because then why did he come? And I'm asking.
Because Brock's
why
hurt.
Why did he come out the other day and say there's nothing to see here? Brock's our dude.
Because
he's hearing the noise.
Because it was the easiest thing for him to say. It was what a coach who gets what's going on would say. Yeah, when Brock, he's our quarterback. He's going back in there. And then they'll say, well, why isn't he back in there? Well, because he's not Brock. Why do you have two of my pens over there? What are you doing?
I borrowed one.
Why do you have two?
No, this is one I brought from home. This is not yours.
That's mine. They're both Papermate 1.4s.
Well, I can't
you
help.
You know what? You know what's funny?
Dude, no, seriously, I borrowed one. But mine ran out of ink, but it looks like that one was yours, too. I'll come back.
All those are mine.
There's two.
Right. They're both mine. Seriously.
You have 900.
That's right.
He burned. Give me a score Sunday.
What game?
The Rams Niners.
I'm worried about this one for the Niners. I am.
But if this is...
What's the line?
Evan, you know, do you think Mr. Gambler would know? I don't.
Was 3.5, now it's 4.5.
If they keep...
Rams.
If they sweep the Rams, good Lord. Then nothing's preposterous when you just talk about where can this thing go, right? Rams are good.
You know, I do think the 49ers, like, they'll figure out a way to stay in the game.
Well, their coach will.
So I think, but I think the Rams...
Bee's
this
knees,
is going to be a tough one.
Bee's knees on the YouTube chat. 38 Rams, Niners 13. Nah, it ain't going down. I just know the Rams are smart after how the Niners beat them in that overtime game. Rams gave that away, Stoney.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did. And if you know, had they won it, they would have been able to put the 49ers pretty much away with a win, but that's not the case. Greg Cosell. Was on with Willard and Dibbs, as he always is, on Wednesdays. And he was asked how Mac Jones has played as a starter.
You're seeing the efficiency that is ideally built into the offense. You know, when everything works together, that's what the pass game is. It's efficiency. It's quick drops. The ball gets out. The play design wins. It's choreographed. It's beautifully choreographed. That's always been the Kyle Shanahan pass game. It's just beautifully choreographed. And the quarterback plays with great footwork, great eyes, knows where to go with the football. A lot of it is what we call a pure progression. So he's not necessarily, with very few exceptions, he's not studying pre-snap where defenders are. They have a play design that Kyle Shanahan takes great pride in, and that he understands how defenses play, and he understands how he can create conflict for one or two defenders, and the quarterback, through that choreography, can play with precise timing and rhythm.
What if I told you that halfway through that, I thought he was talking about Brock Purdy.
Now, what if I'm not mad at that? What if I told you, would anything have changed if he was talking about Brock Purdy?
Not really.
Wow. He said pure.
I mean, is it that much of an indictment if we acknowledge that Brock Purdy's not head and shoulders better than Mac Jones?
Yeah, you could double back and ask you why, not on Brock's front, but to management of the Niners. Why would you pay this, that, when you could have got that for this? That's what it boils down to. And think about all that chicken the Niners would have to invest in other areas of the team if Mac continued to play like he is.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from Laughing Monk Studios.
See what you started? Now they're calling me Daryl the Kleptomaniac Johnson. Two pins. And you dropped them. One was on the floor.
And you didn't return it.
No, we had the show to do. You're like Shasky. You leave a mess after I pick his mess up every day. Shasky!
And that's what life's about.
Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday, and here's what he said about the team not making a move.
Yeah, I don't think it has to do with how we view this year's team. I think we worked just as hard this year to make a trade that made sense for our team this year and next year, just as hard as we do every year. I mean, there's a lot of teams with records like 6-3 or better that didn't make any big trade. Just because you make a big trade doesn't mean it's always a smart move. There's a lot of risk that goes into it, not just for this year, but throughout your whole future. I was excited we were able to make it one that we felt real good about last week and getting Keon. I know we looked into a ton of them, but the asking price was too much on all the ones.
The asking price was too much on all of them.
I mean, at that point, what do you say? They didn't feel like whoever was out there was worth it. You just move on, right?
Yes. If you don't think there's a difference maker there, you probably don't make a move.
Yeah. And it will be interesting to see, let's just say, how do I put this, Donnie, the death of the 49ers. On how this season ends, when it ends, where it ends, if that means they're in the offs, will it be their defense? And I think that's why I'm excited to see Sunday, this ultimate test. And let's be honest, they did have Fred Warner, though, last time they hooked up against Matt Stafford and the Rams. But, man, I got to think McVay's coming in here to prove a point, Donnie.
Here's is Brock going to get more reps?
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, we plan on pushing it each week.
That means no. Each time I hear him talk now, each week, it's, and I'm okay. Lowe told us. And I just got to tell you, old Rappaport, you, Stoney, personally, an apology. I don't know if you were fixated on the 2-6, but now it's longer.
You still don't understand what I was saying.
Okay, tell me.
You act as though he got that from the team. He didn't necessarily get that from the team. He could have gotten it from an agent. That's all. And the joke is, what did he say? 2 to 6 weeks?
You were just like
good. He made a great guess. It was 2 weeks. Good guess.
Educated.
Sure.
Guess.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, he's not nobody.
Like, where are we at if I ask my two dudes?
My point is when he said 2 to 6 weeks, my answer was, that's a big window.
But it was a joke, too, because Purdy came back right quick.
It was 2 weeks.
But now I'm thinking, oh, boy, did they rush it?
Can I say he was wrong? Because now he's been out 7 weeks.
Not or you could say the Niners handle, and he was a part of it, they handled it wrong by not letting it go that long, Evan. But I want to say this to you, Evan. I want your take. On a scale of a 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you too, Stoney, my two guys, if Brock is done for this year, if I tell you that we don't see him again, where does that rank? Right? Do you say, Goose, stop? Or where is that 1 through a 10 to
go ahead,
who you might be onto something?
Take this, Evan.
I want yours, too.
I don't think it's crazy.
See, and
I mean, I would be – I think we'll see Brock at some point this season, but
I
think what's more likely is he re-aggravates it again. He plays, he hurts his toe, and then we do not see him for the rest of the year.
I just gave him a scenario, Stoney, is you think we see him again?
Yes. Yes, I do.
When?
Don't change the question.
No, just when?
I have no earthly idea.
But what makes you say, we see him? You think everything's status quo and... There's got to be something for you to say, yeah, for sure, we see him. Evan explained. I want you to explain.
I'm not going to explain something I know nothing about.
You wouldn't be good as a witness in court. I don't believe. Well, you already proven that you got an accident wrong.
You asked me if I think he's coming back. Yeah, I think he'll play again. Now, what makes me say that? Well, because the 49ers seem to believe it, and the injury, this injury would keep him out all year. That seems a little excessive. And, you know, I don't expect, you know, Mac Jones could get hurt. That could make Purdy come back sooner rather than later. Mm. Do you think Purdy's coming back?
The more I hear Kyle talk about weeks, these reports, I tend to go the other way. No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be a dumb bet. Because right now,
that's why I asked.
According to, can I tell you what I did last night? I'm the ultimate jinx. I got the Union City Vine, nine of us. I texted a thread. There's a dynasty in the NBA to Reg B because he's been on this, and it's OKC. And they were undefeated last night. When I sent the text, they were up 22 on Portland. Evan, after I sent that text, they just proceeded to lose. Damn, Stoney. But they're good, man. They're young.
Thanks.
They're long.
No,
they're athletic.
You're right. They're good.
Damn.
They're not going to win every game, though.
Yeah. But they were up 22, though, E.
That was a fishy game.
-3, OKC.
Back to back. No Chet, no Jalen, no Caruso.
They're good, Stoney.
I know.
Avdija went crazy.
Yeah. They're Oklahoma City.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's a good team. They definitely are. I wouldn't call him a dynasty yet. Just like
they got all the piecings for it. How about that?
Oh, God. See, this
shit.
He's injury prone.
The brother Hartenstein? Come on, man.
Oh.
Well, if you're a jinx goo, who you got tonight? Raiders Broncos.
Yeah. I know a lot of Raider fans. They're all on the Vine. I'm rooting for the Raiders, so that means the Broncos are going to win going away. How do you lose if you're Denver? But Brock Bowers, the tight end for the Raiders from Ben Stein, he might be the best tight end outside of Kittle in the NFL. I'm just saying that.
Okay. Where's the game? Mile High or Vegas?
In Denver. High.
Oh, boy. I need Dobbins.
Have you been there? You, Evan? To that state, Mile High?
I saw it from the outside.
Have you been there? Watched the game there?
No, I've only been to, Pepsi Arena?
Yeah.
The Nuggets place?
Oh. Yeah.
That's where the Nuggets play. It used to be McNichols Arena. Best part about Broncos Stadium is the actual Bronco. on the top of the stadium with the Cowboys.
Dude, they're wearing that, wild, those old unis. They are sweet. Seattle's doing that. What happened?
People are not happy that now you like the OKC.
No, I'm just
going from one dynasty to another.
Please, I'm never. If I survive, great timeout.
I agree with
that. That's how the Laker fan thing started.
Speaking of that.
Well, the last three teams that Guru has labeled the dynasty.
Oh, Evan, why did this dude?
He does this to me, too.
Well, no. OKC this year, so they'll probably lose at some point.
Oh!
You had the Chiefs last year, which, to be fair, you can say they're already a dynasty, yeah. But you did label them one. They lost in the Super Bowl. And then the Celtics.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
2 years ago, you had a budding dynasty.
Don't forget Denver.
Well, don't forget the Warriors.
In Denver, yeah.
No, I didn't have the Warriors.
You had the Warriors repeating after 2022.
Oh, Stein, now you know what? You got too far.
No.
I'm not doing the crossover.
Not far enough.
No. Well, they were a dynasty. Emphasis on war.
The Chiefs are a dynasty. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Have they won a title in the last 2 years?
They got.
Two years ago. Chiefs.
Is the Warriors dynasty over?
Oh, Johnny Cochran in heaven could. Yeah, I could fight that one.
All right. You mentioned something, and it's actually been on my mind lately, and I was thinking maybe we'll do it as a topic at some point. So I'll bring it up now because I can't really get into it. But you brought up the great timeout.
Oh, my gosh. Who are they playing?
The San Francisco Giants are the new great timeout Warriors. Same thing. They're the same team.
Won 107 a few years ago.
Yeah. My point is this. The Warriors went 12 years and never made the playoffs.
Hold on.
12 straight years didn't make the playoffs.
Where are you going with this?
Hold on.
The Giants have gone 11 straight years without winning a playoff series. And I get it. Now, here's where you go, well, one's not at all. One's two. My point is they're both equally irrelevant as they were at the time. The Giants are as irrelevant as the Warriors were during that 12-year dry spell. Your thoughts?
The Giants have been your number one team on the Bay Areaometer, or whatever you want to call it, the last 2 years.
You always talk about
going to Giants games at the beginning of every season.
Let me decide. If they're back, something's happening.
That's not me.
You didn't jump ship?
No. No, the Giants.
But dude, that is a
for there. We believe
you'll be in on Vitello by March. Captured.
They haven't won a series.
No,
and the Dodgers just did it back to back.
Yep, 3-5 now. I think for the Dodgers. Hey, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Summit today, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again, discussing another Warriors season. Sounds romantic. We're going to do it a little differently this year. They've played 9 games, so we're going to assess the 5-4 start. And Willard and Dibbs go from 2-4. And then 4 guys help them finish the show from 4-6. It's all going to be at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes, drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts. All on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, that's in Pleasant Hill, and that's today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.